Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly, the home loan expert. Don't get stuck in one of those risky, adjustable home equity lines of credit. With mortgage rates this low, a new 30 or 15-year fixed-rate mortgage is the way to go. Lower your rate and get the cash you need at thehomeloanexpert.com. The Home Loan Expert, LLC.
Rise and shine, St. Louis. It's the Ryan Kelly Morning After with Tim McKernan, Jimmy the Cat Hayes, and Doug Vaughn. It's time to start your day off right. Now, here's Tim, Jim, and Doug, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on CBS Sports, 105.7 HD2 FM, 920 AM, and InsideSTL.com.
7:05 in St. Louis. You are listening to the Ryan Kelly Morning After on CBS Sports, 105.7 HD2 FM, 920 AM, and InsideSTL.com. Live!
Oh.
Yep, now I'm fired up. In the Gateway Buick GMC Studios today. On the road at Billy G's in Kirkwood. Doug, pony up if you will.
Well, I did. I'm sitting here. Does that count?
You're ponied up.
I shot on over here.
Yep.
And now I feel like I'm ponied up and I may saddle in.
Yeah.
You look great. I'm going to paint a picture for the listener. You have an Oxford shirt, button-down collar, but it's sort of a light blue slash... It has a teal feel.
I would call it pastel.
Almost aqua in nature.
But it's a great color for you. You look great. And if anyone's out there that's thinking of stopping by, why don't you come by Billy G's, join the festivities, and feast your eyes on Vaughn.
Yep. Well, and and Greg from Billy G's, I see he has coffee, orange juice, and some breakfast pizza just kind of sitting there saying, would you like to eat me, Jack?
Already 1/14 of our audience is here, and he's wearing a Fred Dotum shirt.
I'll see him right there, Doug. The audience just keeps on getting older. Mm-hmm. What are you, 19? 18?
18. Don't you have to be that at least 19 to listen to the show?
And what a heartwarming story. He got the Fred Dotum T-shirt for Christmas.
The birth of the Lord Jesus Christ resulted in a Fred Dotum T-shirt, Doug.
This is a Christmas kind of show that we do.
Huh. I wonder if you didn't... You haven't ever been to the Vianney father-son dance, have you?
Ledoux. Doug, this is old money with a Fred Dotum shirt at 7 o'clock to watch this show at Billy G's.
You drove here from Ledoux to hear this.
Well,
your parents don't
really
know that.
This crowd.
Your parents don't know that.
Seamaster is going to go take the microphone over there. Well, come on over here, young Horton Watkins.
And thank you for being here, but don't make direct eye contact with any of the hosts. We're big, wonderful stars.
That's right, huge stars. And your name is?
I'm Jackson. I used to shoot video.
That's right. I thought you looked familiar.
Yeah.
Doug, this guy, video in the Gateway Buick GMC Studios in the CWE. But here he is to watch the presentation with a Cardinal cap and a Fred Dotum T-shirt.
And you live in Ledoux. Your dad wouldn't have jobs for us, would he?
No, he does not.
That Ledoux school system, pretty good, right?
The best.
All right.
Well, I mean, St. Louis U High probably have something to say about that. So but nonetheless, Jackson.
Where are you going to college besides that?
Yeah, I'm going to for the Gulf Coast.
Doug?
Oh, wow, nice. That's right on the beach there, isn't it?
Yeah, for sure.
Sweet.
Fort Myers.
Yeah,
right?
Fort Myers. Yep.
What was the name of that team that went, was like Dunk City or something like that?
Yeah, Dunk City. It's big down there.
You better believe it, Doug. FCGU.
Is that what got you interested in that school, that NCAA tourney run?
Yeah, that's what put him on the map for me.
Yeah, but what about the studies? What's your major? What are you targeting?
PGA Golf Management.
What?
PGA Golf Management.
Being the plowboy of the audience.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Is that a made-up major or is that a real major?
No, it's like 19 schools in America have it. And it's
Spring Hill?
No. And it's like part of their resort management program is PGA Golf Management.
And what do you do? Like, what do you learn to do?
Run a golf course. There's a class in turf management.
Sweet action.
You can get into this still.
Yeah, we have a guy who works at the station, Jay Randolph Jr., who's the dean.
Who already just texted me and said Ledoux Rams representing.
Yeah.
He's on board.
Junior's a legend at the Ledoux Golf.
Is that right? He had game, too, man. Jennings could play. I'll tell you that.
Do you play golf for the Rams?
I do. Yeah. We have a match today.
What's your handicap, mister?
I say a 12, but... It's not a 12.
No, really?
Just say a 12.
That's
fine. We're not going to vet that.
Yeah, exactly. We don't vet anything here. Jackson, thank you so much for stopping by the program. Great to see you again, and God bless you with the Fred Dotum shirt.
Absolutely.
And your manager at Florida Gulf Coast University in PGA Management?
Yeah.
And treat yourself to some coffee, tea, orange juice, or there's some food over there.
There is.
You're welcome.
You should, absolutely.
4 years after he graduates, he'll be running PGA National when we go down there for spring training.
That wouldn't be a bad play.
Yeah.
It's great to have Jackson in his free Dotem shirt here. The Plowboy is here because this is his place of business. In addition to Inside STL Enterprise, of course, the Sea Monster is here. The Cat, Doug, and myself bringing heat until 10. And Doug, you know, people wanted to talk about it. It's going to be the focus of our show.
What's that?
The Timberwolves scoring 141 points last night against the St. Louis Pelicans. Unbelievable.
And, Tim, you called it. Yep. There are a lot of people saying they weren't going to do it. And you, I don't know how you look at the trends, but you are
I evaluate it. I evaluate it. So, Doug, there it is. It's Timberwolves Thursday.
There was a time in the NBA when scoring 144 points wasn't necessarily that unusual. Remember the Denver Nuggets had a year where they
Kiki
scored that
Vandeweghe.
Like every night. Alex and the horse.
Loyola Marymount.
Oh, yeah, they did it at the college level.
Hank Gathers, Paul Kimball, Paul Westhead, former Lakers coach. And we're going to spend most of the 3 hours on the Timberwolves. Don't we talk about the St. Louis Blues? David Backes in overtime gives the Blues a 1-0 series lead with a 1-0 victory.
Wasn't that funny?
Well said, Tim.
Thank you very much.
The old Blue Barn was bloated with bluesers for the lid lifter, and they saw old Kid Ells buckle up his stacking pillows, and he reached for his paddleboard and his crab-handed oven mitt, and he snatched hot rivets, and he stood on his head, and he whistled a theme song to the Andy Griffith Show. And then he raised his paddleboard high in the air and yelled, "There ain't a hawk in this barn who can take this shutout from me." Backer was the only blade runner who sipped sweet cider from the scoring spigot. We win the opener and the locker room was loose, thanks to 35 thwarts from the tender known as Moose.
What was the Andy Griffith thing about? I didn't get...
I can't wait.
He's like the whistler.
You don't know the Andy Griffith theme song?
No, what did it have to do with anything?
Nothing, just all I could think of at the time.
But it worked.
All right.
It did work. You know, the back.
Doug brought the hockeyisms back for the Stanley Cup playoffs, and Doug, that means you have that for two more months, Jack, because the parade down market takes place in 53 days.
Yeah, and I may be out of town for that. I got to go to that wedding. Wouldn't that just be
very
that?
We'll set you up on the Jerry Andolfo Skype.
The ultimate kick in the pants.
Van Riemsdyk kicked the puck in. Backes gets the number one star, which is fine. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, Elliott saved their bacon. There were four or five times I thought that the Blackhawks would score.
Yeah.
It was unbelievable. Like, we've had guests on. Barnaby said it, that a lot of people don't think Elliott is the guy that's going to bring you through to a Stanley Cup. And you couldn't play better than Elliott did. I mean, that was remarkable last night. Seriously, that's a 4-0 loss if not for him.
The only reason people, I guess, like Matthew Barnaby, say that he's not this number one goalie is because that's the label he's always had. It has nothing to do with reality. He couldn't possibly have played any better than he did this year.
Well, where are the Elliott haters now?
Nice. I can't believe there are any. He's playing as well as any netminder in the game.
David Backes said last night, I got the number one star somehow. I don't know who was picking, maybe my mom, but it should have been Brian Elliott.
Yeah, that's true.
Not even close.
Who does pick it? Who picks that number one star?
I assume like Strickland or something?
No, I think it's Ryan Pickett.
Oh, really?
Ryan
Big Reese, number 79?
Yeah.
So the Packers?
The Rams tackle?
Yeah.
So the Packers, pay attention.
Yeah, but I don't pay attention once they leave the Rams.
Well, that's everybody.
But let's get a ruling on that. Who picks who the stars are?
I don't know. I assume it's someone within the Blues organization, perhaps a generous executive.
You think Caruso picks it?
I don't know.
It could be.
It could be a group in the administrative box.
I don't think the administrators worry a lot about that kind of thing.
Well, I don't say they're having a huge debate. I think they just
Clearly they didn't.
It's kind of like it's voted
Brian Elliott should have been the unanimous number one. But whatever the point, they won 1-0. Doug, let's take a listen to David Backes giving you a 1-0 lead.
Hit the labor plows, eh?
And now Backes for Bollmeister. Backes again. They score! The captain and the Blues win it overtime. A lucky break.
John Kelly. Love him.
Oh, I know. I got up this morning. I watched it live. Stayed up to watch it live. I'm sure many St. Louisans did. Maybe if it would have gone to 2 OT, I don't know how many would have been able to stay up. But stayed up to watch it live. And when it's DVR'd, I wake up in the morning and it starts my day on the right note, especially with John Kelly on the call. And the Blues get the 1-0 win in a game from a shooting perspective. They were absolutely dominated. That was only their second shot in overtime that was the game-winning goal. didn't have many shots at all in the third period, didn't have many shots at all in the first period. They out-hit the Blackhawks. Robbie Fabry was all over the ice. My God.
Hitch was not happy with the hits.
He was not happy.
He was asked afterwards if they thought the Blues were physical enough. He said, no, we only had 41 hits. We need to be in the 70s.
41 to 18 on the Blackhawks side of things. Your thoughts are welcome. 314-880-0808. The appliance discount of phone lines. Text in 314-880-0808. You can email in the morning after at InsideSTL.com. It is the 7 o'clock hour of the Ryan Kelly Morning After, and it's brought to you by Acorns Golf Links, acornsgolflinks.com. Support the sponsors. Acorns Golf Links, the sponsor of the Ryan Kelly Morning After's 7 o'clock hour. On our Get Tinted STL Captain's Log, Derek Gould is going to be with us at 8 o'clock. Cardinals losing last night as Trevor Rosenthal gives out a two-out home run in the top of the ninth. They lose 6-4, but the focus will be on the Blues. EJ Raddick of NHL Live going to be with us at 8:30. Brian Lawton of the NHL Network going to be with us at 9:20. And your emails and texts and calls throughout here on the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Here's what Ken Hitchcock had to say on the actual win last night against the Blackhawks.
Hit the lever, Plowzine.
It's a team win, first of all, and anytime you shut out a team, doesn't matter how you did it, you got to be happy with that. So for me, L's is, and Jacob being the story of the season for us, and our hard work. You know, we both teams for a 1-0 hockey game that probably could have been 6-5. We missed a number of opportunities. They missed a number of opportunities. We didn't hit the net on a number of our quality chances, and they missed a couple open nets, especially late in the game.
It was one of those games where you were screaming at the TV to shoot the puck, but Hitchcock said that the shooting lanes just weren't open. I mean, there was a lot of times when you thought, just fire it on the net, just try.
Yeah, Backes was asked about that by Darren Pang in the post game, and he said, you know, we're aware of that, but they're so good at blocking shots that it opens up breakaways for him on the deflections, and that was the reason he was given. Now, whether or not we like it or not, because Brian Elliott said to Pang in the post game that, yeah, we, you know, after the third period, we're just like, we got to get some shots on net.
So they spaced it out a little bit more.
And you saw the open lanes.
Yeah, and Backes, I mean, his shot was not even on goal.
Well,
I mean,
it
was
going to
go.
That's
and
how
it goes
how
off
hockey
the skate of Van Riemsdyk, who was moving toward, you know, toward the goal. It just kicked off his plate.
That's why I think it makes sense just to flip it up there. Now, not always. You know, you can't always stand at the blue line and shoot every time because those kind of things will lead to breakaways. But when you're down there close, it's not going to lead to a breakaway. Just fire it on the net.
I thought they played, in spite of the fact that there were good scoring chances for the Blackhawks, they played as well defense. I thought they took away a lot of space from guys who, if you get too close to them, they're going to go by you, yeah, like Kane. It's, I mean, that if you're a defensive player, that's
Taves had plenty of opportunities in two-on-ones, but Elliott stopped them. Also, some great defense. Plus, the Blues were outstanding on the penalty kill. I mean, there were opportunities there for Chicago, in particular a 5-on-3 that they only got one shot off on. The Blues were able to keep them in check in that capacity. Of course, the Blackhawks able to do the same thing, considering they were without Duncan Keith. That needs to be put in proper context, that he will be back for tomorrow night's game two, and so it would have been especially devastating to come out of that thing and not win it with the opportunity there with Keith not playing. So the Blues get the win. They lead the series 1-0, and you'd like to think that they're going to play better offensively in the second game and potentially once again. It's a damn good hockey team. And now I think a lot of people are going, yeah, it's going to be the same old deal. Granted, they haven't won the series by any means. There's plenty to go, and we've seen them go up before and not win the series. But you see that it's possible, even on a night where they were, from an offensive standpoint, dominated when it comes to opportunities. And I know a lot of people, I think, based on social media comments, were watching and going, here we go again. You know, the team that we saw during the regular season takes up the playoff style in which they're just not as offensively aggressive. And they're going to get beat 1-0, and you're going to sit there and go, what the hell happened to the scoring, just like last year and the last year and the last year. But a win helps mitigate those fears.
And as well as Elliott played, I think, I mean, to me, that's the difference maker within the past few years. Elliott is so good right now, they can win 1-0 games, 2-0 games. In the past, you weren't so sure.
I think that game was a lot more important to the Blues than it was to the Blackhawks.
Yeah.
To have gotten a performance like that from Elliott and to have their best defenseman out, and if, had that gone the other way, that would have been a real kick in the teeth.
And now it comes down to game five, at least in the short term, because if the Blues, I mean, to game two, if the Blues don't win that, then they're in that same precarious type situation.
Yeah. But that it would have been a real ugly thing to have lost last night. And then there would have been that thing creeping over them again. Like, uh-oh, is this going to happen all over again?
Here is Hitchcock on Brian Elliott's performance and Brian Elliott's confidence level.
All right, hit the lever, Plowsy.
It's almost like water off a duck with him because we've put him in such big pressure situations because we've put him on the island. We've left him alone. You know, he's been the goalie for 7 weeks, and then Jake's been the goalie for 6 weeks, and they've had to play all the games, so they've been on that island. So, like he said this morning, he's used to it. You know, he's used to being the guy that has to go, and I think he's comfortable in that element now, which to me is a big change for Brian because he's comfortable in this setting now, which I think makes him, you see his athleticism come out now and you see his confidence come out now because he's been put into this with the type of season we had with these two guys getting hurt.
Ken Hitchcock on Brian Elliott.
Brian's island is an island where you're not going to score, Doug.
No.
Nice
pick. I've never been there.
Now, what do you mean by that, bean?
Well, that's what Hitchcock says, bean. B-E-E-N is bean.
Mr. Bean.
I think that's an English way to pronounce that. That's how they say it.
Nicholas Jarmelson said this regarding last night's festivities. There's not a big difference playing St. Louis in round one and playing Tampa in the finals. It's so even nowadays. All eight playoff teams are so close to each other. It's like a Stanley Cup final right away. St. Louis is one of the best teams in the league. We're up for a big task here. That's Jarmelson, who took a shot from Tarasenko early on in the game.
And yeah, limped off.
Skating around in pain to the bench.
Probably got a broken leg. Yeah, he took his next shift.
Nice.
You were there. I saw a bunch of red.
There wasn't much.
But it didn't seem like it was crazy, right?
Wasn't a lot. Well, it was very limited.
That makes you happy.
Limited. It does make me happy. I don't know if it'll be different Friday night when those Hawk fans have a chance to drive down here and
Hawkey
spend the night.
Hawkey want wingy.
Hawkey want wingy is indeed true, out. Tim.
Tweet that out from the show account.
But it was very limited number of red shirts there last night.
Hawkey, hold on a minute.
Hawkey want cuppy or.
The thing about Blackhawks fans, they're such a delight that even when there's just a smattering of them, it's a little annoying. Yeah. I mean, they are among the most vocal, perhaps intoxicated fan base.
I saw the Home Loan expert there last night.
Ryan Kelly.
Rooting on the Blues. Yep. I saw your boss, Jack Donovan.
Did you say, hey, how's Jim doing?
I didn't say that, no. He saw Ryan Kelly and went up and shook his hand. Yeah.
You know what I did for Ryan Kelly? I saw it, you know, he's an advertiser at only the elite places like this and Fox Sports Midwest.
That's right. That's right.
And I guess there was something going out to him from Fox that was going to be couriered. So I put a little note. Hello, Ryan. Jim Hayes.
Wow.
A little treat. He's like, oh.
That's the personal touch.
He's like, oh, important documents. Oh, and a little hello.
Mm. Doug, tell us about Ryan Kelly, because I know he's the title sponsor of the show, but maybe our listeners don't know.
He may have been at the game last night, Tim, but I'm sure he's right back at the office this morning, closing loans. Taking names and closing loans. That's what he does.
He probably ran in because he's a big runner.
Probably. Has a nice little staff. We've met many of the staff there, and they can make the whole process go oh so very quickly. Ryan goes to the hockey games, and he talks with people, and he roots the Blues, but he still runs this staff. And it's the finest mortgage company, not only in this country, but in all countries right now.
What about other other planets?
In the world rankings and in the interplanetary system.
Oh.
The home loan expert, Ryan Kelly, is now ranked number one. He was just named number one mortgage lender for most loans closed in the Midwest by the Scotsman's Guide. Anything else? Any other questions after that?
Yes. Do you think Ryan Kelly whistles the Andy Griffith theme?
He probably does from time to time, yeah. Hey, the housing market's hot right now. Houses are selling the day they come on the market. Many of them. It's never been more important to have a strong mortgage lender. If you're even considering buying a home right now, make sure to call Ryan and get yourself pre-approved. You'll know exactly how much house you can afford. He can do it all the very same day that you call in. Whether you're buying a home or refinancing, Ryan Kelly and his team make the process easy and take you from start to finish without all the headaches and the hassles. He is the best. His number is 314-781-9700. 314-781-9700. Home Loan Expert, LLC.
Ryan Kelly, the title sponsor of this award-winning presentation. I got a text here in the text inbox, 314-880-0080, Plowboy, asking, how is the Plowhawk this morning? Now, you took the Blackhawks in 6 or 7 yesterday.
Plowhawk. I took them in 7, yeah.
Yeah. Your analysis.
I kind of expected that to be a low-scoring affair. Crawford,
you had the under?
I don't know if I had the under. I didn't know what the betting line was. But I was wrong. Maybe the Hawks still win in 7. I'm not for sure.
Oh, come on.
But we have all the momentum right now. But we've also gone up 2-0 against the Hawks beforehand and lost the series. So I'll wait till we get one in Chicago to be super excited. But it was a great win.
I'm super excited to see you here this morning.
I appreciate it.
This is your turf, Dirty. This is your turf.
It is. I love it. I'll be here in, I think, a few hours after the show ends, so I get to enjoy my time here and tonight, but always love coming here.
And you love it, and Tim, you love swimming in raw sewage.
That's right. I love it. I love it.
I don't know why that makes me giggle.
Well, because it's great material.
This is the first time I've been to Billy G's since they redid the patio area.
How about that very patio good. Now?
You know what they did? You can pull those me little up booths, there. They clean them out. They put in custom tables.
They did indeed. Beautiful. It is even. I already love the place, but it's even better now. The weather is warming up, and Billy G's patio is ready to go, Jackie Papers. They have renovated the patio. It didn't really need it, but all they've done is improved it. 20 draft beers at the patio bar, live music under the stars. Fresh crafted summer daiquiris coming soon. Doug, you like a good boat drink, don't you?
I do enjoy a boat drink, sure, especially the Arnold Palmer. Is that considered a boat drink?
Plowboy?
Yeah, we'll take it, Doug.
Visit them at BillyG'sKirkwood.com. Like Billy G's Kirkwood on Facebook. And you can follow them on Twitter and Instagram at Billy G's Kirkwood. It's at 131 West Argonne in downtown Kirkwood. That's where you can find it, Billy G's. And there is about a 70% chance on a weekend that I am here getting intoxicated.
Here's what I think is special about this place. If you're out on the patio, the food's great, but it feels like you're not in St. Louis. You could be at some resort, some oceanfront resort or something. Just, it feels nice. It's got a special feel, unlike any other place in the St. Louis area proper.
Proper. Have you had the chicken spadini?
I'm not cool enough.
But it is good, man. It
I try good. To order, and they're like, you don't get the spadini. That's for cool.
Doug, some people say, what do you like to get? That? Well, I'm here so often, I get so many damn things. Yeah. Chicken spadini sandwich, of course.
Sure.
I actually had the cheeseburger for the first time a few weeks ago, and it is delicious.
It's a little unorthodox.
Special sauce. The pizza. I like the Bill's Pride.
Oh,
the pizza. Bill's Pride. The pizza's good.
Yeah, chicken really parm is good here.
I haven't
parm
had that.
Is really good.
I had the biggest pork steak I've ever had in my
people
life.
People rave about the pork steak.
It's the biggest thing. It's the size of a small badger.
And
it's,
badger.
It's this thick, and I'm holding my
fingers.
But
it's not badger meat.
It's not badger meat.
Yeah, you want
no.
to clarify that.
It's a hog, but it's the best pork steak that I've ever had.
Here's what I think happens. Tim's here. Right? He walks in. There's a hush over the crowd.
Right.
He's here.
And then here
he's
comes
here.
The waiter or waitress, the
there
server.
He is.
And they go, sir, what would you like to have? And everyone's listening into right. it, and he says, I'm going to try the cheeseburger. And everyone starts going, cheeseburger.
Cancel my order. I'll have what he's having.
Yep. Now, I work here, so I know a little off-the-menu item that you could possibly...
Oh, this is like going to Nobu. Mm-hmm.
So we'll do some insider trading here. They have a thing called the Cardinal Chicken Sandwich.
The Cardinal Chicken Sandwich.
Which is just a grilled chicken sandwich dipped in our hot sauce and then served with blue cheese, ranch, whatever you would like. Now, I like to get it fried. Now, that's, you know, the chicken strips dipped in hot sauce and a little pepper jack cheese over, a little jalapenos.
Uh-huh.
That's the move.
Doug, that's the Nobu special menu.
Which, I mean, the Cardinal Sandwich, but you kind of got to think about the fried chicken on it. So it's kind of like an addition to it. So
the fried chicken is on the Cardinal.
Someone wants
it's
to,
not
what,
a
what
grilled
are they
chicken.
Saying? What do you say?
I want a Cardinal Chicken Sandwich fried, and okay. that's how you do it. It's the best thing.
Menu.
It's the best thing on
is that right?
It'd be healthier if you went ahead and got it grilled, though, Plowsy.
Plowboy's $1.26, baby.
Yeah,
you don't need to worry about it. Look at him.
You can still clog those arteries whether you're fat or not.
He's smoking weed. He's eating fried food, and he's the happiest guy I know.
Right.
So
you mind your own business, you old.
Thank you, Tim. Just let me be, Doug.
I would suggest when you're offered the choice, take the grill, Plowsy.
Here's another secret, too. If you whistle the theme from the Andy Griffith Show, 20% off.
Yep. Guys, I didn't see any tripping at the Scott Trade Center last night. Thanks, Steve and Wildwood.
Did you put out a tweet like that?
You better believe I did. Like a few of them.
I didn't see them. Right.
I have fewer.
You know, I was busy doing journalism at the Cardinals game. Spirit went for the Cardinals last night.
I was able to use your Fox Go app and watch the Cardinal game, at least the end of it, while I'm watching the Blues game, the Cardinal game on my phone, just in HD, perfect.
It's unbelievable, right?
Yeah, it really is neat.
I was watching the Blues game on my phone. The Fox Go app didn't have that, but I have another app. Mm-hmm. And there's nothing, the technology of being at one game and watching the other game on your phone.
Yeah.
Especially for old guys like us. Mm-hmm. One of these days, they're going to send a man to the moon.
Just the fact that we can figure out what buttons to hit on the app is nice. That's even more incredible than the fact that you can watch the game.
The Fox Go app, do you have to have your local local carrier?
I think
and your
so.
Password,
yeah,
which I don't have.
You got to get cable. You got
to
have cable.
I have to download that thing right now to make sure I have the deal. Is what I do. Yeah, the Cardinals lose last night. It was a 4-4 game into the ninth. Trevor Rosenthal walked. Kirk Nieuwenhuis, and then opened the door for another guy I really hadn't heard of to hit a 2-run home run, and the Brewers win it 6-4. Cardinals now 4-4 on the season. Here is Mike Matheny on Trevor Rosenthal throwing a bunch of pitches last night, and that potentially leading to what was the game-winning home run.
Hit the lever, plow, Hawk.
He's going to have to continue to figure out ways to get ahead in the count. I mean, that's his game. And then once he does, it's, their chances of success go way down with as many pitches as he has with the effectiveness of the changeup and the cutter and the curveball. But, when you get into tough counts, it's hard to use those other pitches.
He just missed a strike three call, too. He had with two outs, he had the guy 1-2, and he threw a pitch that could have gone either way. Yeah.
And they got another pinch hit home run there, their fourth. Which is Moss tied the game. Pretty remarkable stuff. But not enough to win, Doug. But again, a spirit win for the
day game for the Cardinals today.
Right,
and then the Cincinnati Reds come to St. Louis before the Chicago Cubs on Monday. I mean, Cardinals and Cubs and St. Louis and Blues and Blackhawks in Chicago, Doug. This is what it's all about, Jackie Papers.
Yeah, okay.
It's time to show those folks from Chicago what we're made of, see?
You a little worried about the Cubs and the start they're off to?
Well, this is kind of what you expected, I think.
Well, 7-1.
7-1.
They lose every now and then.
And now you pay attention to, what is it,
run differential.
They're plus 36.
Yes. Yes, they are.
So that's good?
That's I think,
that's
the best in baseball.
By two times the next best, the Baltimore Orioles. Who lost yesterday for the first time on the season? So both the Cubs and Orioles are 7-1.
Here's the thing: the road to the World Series goes through St. Louis.
And I think
the Cubs are about to find that out.
Oh wow!
Nice take.
No bell. We know the bell.
I'm just going to open up the text inbox and read the rights holder text. That's all I'm going to do. So the Cardinals lose last night. Day game today. Blues off today, and they will be back at tomorrow at 7:00. Doug, the over under on what time the puck would drop was 8:43. Las Vegas set the perfect number because the puck dropped at 8:43. Oh, we're just waiting for the Wings and the Lightning to come to an end. BS. Yeah. It was always going to be 8:43.
Oh, yeah.
They reel you in saying 8:30 puck drop. You watch more advertising. They get to run more features that are sponsored. And then they dick you around real good. They get it in there real good on you.
Hey,
and then they drop the puck at 8:43, just like they knew they would. Don't you F with me.
Okay.
Just like we say, the show starts at 7. No, it doesn't. I'm here at 7:06 every damn day.
Right.
The show starts at 7:06.
Sure.
The puck drops at 8:43.
Gotcha. Well, Fox Sports Midwest got to show a few extra advertisements, and I got a new tie.
Because the Blues waited 13 minutes?
Revenue sharing.
It's too late for me. It's too late. And the whole time I'm saying, well, as long as it doesn't go into overtime, I'll be okay. Because, I got to get up or I'm not going to be much good to yous.
Well, you were working?
Sure enough, it's overtime.
So you're at the game.
I was at the game.
See, to me, I'm home. I did the Cardinals and get to my car, so I'm listening to Curbs.
Was young Tyler up watching when you got home?
He couldn't make it. We would have let him. But so I get home, and I'm watching, and I'm staying up. If it were, how many overtimes it took, I was staying up. I had made that mental commitment. I can't go to sleep if there's a game in overtime, a Blues-Blackhawks playoff game.
No.
No way. No way I could have gone to bed.
But as soon as it is over, you're asleep 5 minutes later.
No, not
when
not
you're
me,
at the game,
sir,
it's 2 hours later.
Except I'm not the kind of guy that, I can go to sleep now.
You can't turn the TV off and just
I was able
over
to do
go
it.
To bed?
Anna Marie said, no. And I said, listen, sister, I got to go get up and put food on the table here. Okay?
Yeah.
Woman, that's what I said. I
right
rolled
there.
Over.
Nope. I can't do it. I get wound up a little bit, where I need a little time to to ramp down, and then I could fall asleep.
Well, I'm not playing an Olympic caliber sleeper. I can fall asleep right now.
But you were there covering it like nobody's business.
And almost fell asleep at the game between the periods.
Did you ask any questions or just hold the mic?
I had maybe one or two.
What'd you ask?
I don't even remember. Who's big for you, I think.
Nice shot by David that was a pass.
Mm-hmm.
Ken?
Mm-hmm. Pretty happy with your double stacking hills.
Hey, Coach, how about that netminer of yours, huh?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm. This is stuff that you have to go to school for.
Mm. If you add it sends the message that you're done asking your question.
Also, the look in your eyes, like your eyebrows go up a little, and there's a panic. Please talk.
Because I got nothing else.
And don't scold.
I got nothing. I realize it's a statement with inflection at the end and not a question, but anything will work. Just
please
in 15
talk.
Seconds so we can run it.
Right.
Morning, guys. Doug, thank you for the quickie in the handicap stall last night. Sorry you missed the game winner.
Who was it, Tim?
Sad Panda. So you missed the game winner?
I didn't miss the game winner. Sad Panda's going to miss a couple days because he's just now going into the Ragazzi suspension logule, and he'll serve a suspension to last a period of 2 days' time. Thanks, Ragazzi.
EJ Raddick's going to join us at 8:30 on the Blues and Blackhawks. Brian Lawton with the NHL Network, he's going to be with us at 9:20. We will talk Cardinals with Derek Gould, co-host of the Writer's Block from 12 to 2 here on this fine radio station. Of course, the Cardinals beat reporter for the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. Guys, Cardinal talk and Blues talk is great and all, but let's get into this woodpecker situation. Thanks.
What's that?
That's from Big Hoss. Well, Doug, I'm blessed enough to have a chimney, okay?
Yeah.
And unfortunately, I believe a woodpecker is creating a nest on top of my chimney, and the woodpecker begins to peck. Can you say pecker? Is that an
FC? Yes, you can say it when it's involved in, you know, a woodpecker proper.
And so when the woodpecker pecks, it sounds like a machine gun is going off in my living room. And so this morning, and I wish there would have been video of it because I think it would inspire people. Might be a 30 for 30.
I think that would only happen to you.
Yeah, because I'm so easygoing. I went out to my backyard, blessed enough to have a backyard, and there's a tennis ball that had been sitting there for a while, and I just, Anna Marie didn't have the time to go get it, and I'm not going to go get it. I went to a private school.
Yeah, that's right.
And she's asleep, and I'm like, you know what, I'll let her sleep and not run out and get the tennis ball. So I went out there on my own.
Wow. Bold move.
Yeah, and I saw the woodpecker on top of the chimney, and so we kind of stared each other down, sized each other up a little bit.
At the same size,
but
right?
Woodpecker's a little bigger.
Mm-hmm.
And I took the tennis ball, and I struck the chimney proper.
Yeah.
And the woodpecker bolted like the wind. So
really?
It was kind of like Tin Cup with Roy McAvoy, and he struck the stump that was in the water, and the bird left, and it was a bet with Don Johnson and Rene Russo. And
I don't remember all that. Let's get back to
Gary
the woodpecker.
McCord. But my fear is, yeah, that was a glorious athletic achievement. But my fear is the woodpecker has created a nest on my chimney, and I don't know how to get the damn thing down.
Well, first off, Tim, woodpeckers are vindictive.
No.
So you might think you won the war. You just won one battle, right? You know this,
yeah.
Doug. You've done some wildlife studying. And
oh, absolutely.
Won. Yeah, they're vindictive. So they're going to come back with a whole posse.
No.
And they're going to be pecking all over your house.
I have a bird that likes to build a nest right above my front door just because it's underneath. I'm blessed enough to have
like a hawk. It's like a hawk.
And then what I do is put a plastic snake up there, and that keeps them away.
I thought you were anti-snake, baby.
I am, but this is a plastic snake. And the bird sees that, thinks it's a real snake, and they don't build the nest there.
You love snakes.
I hate snakes.
You love plastic snakes.
Plastic snakes are good because they'll keep the birds away. I don't know if you can get Anna Marie to get up on a ladder.
And that works.
And take a plastic snake up there on the chimney. Maybe that'll scare the woodpecker.
I have a nest in the front under the overhang.
It works.
I have speakers. I'm blessed enough to have speakers for the backyard,
mm-hmm.
which are over under an overhang. And so there's a nest over each one. And my wife, who is an animal lover, will not let me take them down. I told you last year when she was away, I thought they were done with the nest, so I looked up. I didn't see anything, so I knocked it down. Three little chicks were in there.
No!
Yep.
Three little chicks, and I was like, what? So
it's
I started
too late
trying
at that
to
point.
Find a. Yep. I was trying to find some wildlife. I don't want to hurt these chicks because you couldn't see them. They were under a layer in the nest.
Mm-hmm.
So I finally found a vet who said, what you do is you take it off the ground and put it like in a shrub or something, a bush, where it's off
shrub.
The ground and get out of there, and mom will come and fix it. And I was like, I don't believe that. And sure enough, I put them in this bush. We have some shrubbery.
Oh, well,
we're
trying to rub it in our face.
And I went away, and I came back about 3 hours later, and somehow that nest had been moved back to the speaker. How do they do that?
Doug, how hot would it be to find like a little gerbil nest?
I don't think gerbils live in nests, do they?
Check on that.
So if I take a little plastic snake and put them in those places,
it usually scares the birds away. Yeah.
People are suggesting I just start a fire in my chimney, and that will smoke the woodpeckers out.
Yeah, I was thinking, why not?
I don't know. I hadn't thought of it. I don't do manual labor.
Do you have a wood-burning fireplace or gas?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't care. No, that's what I said. I never used it.
No, but you would know because there's like a switch right there if it's gas.
I don't know.
Not one time have you used your fireplace?
It's a whole thing to start it either way, whether it's gas or
if it's gas,
flip
you,
a switch.
Like
I don't have the time.
Switch.
I don't have the time.
Anna Marie would know.
Okay, I'll text her again.
Okay.
Now, so, I'll send a Bitmoji.
What is the woodpecker?
That's embarrassing that you don't know if it's a wood-burning fireplace or a gas.
There are rooms in the home I haven't been to. I don't have need for it. I just want the house dark
and cold.
It's
not a mansion because you're right next to carport.
Carport
right?
Village.
What is the woodpecker pecking on? Isn't it brick? Don't you have brick up there with the chimney?
No, it sounds like it's metal of some form. I mean, it sounds like a machine
gun. Like he's inside hitting the flue. He's pecking on
I don't know. But I saw it on top of the chimney.
And traditionally, they'll peck on wood.
Yeah, I know that, but that it sounds like it's like metal.
It's the name.
Approved. It's not a metal pecker, is it?
No.
Well, I have a metal pecker.
She had a war accident many years ago.
Tim, you can burn it out, but if it's a pileated woodpecker, they are endangered, and Fish and Wildlife could make you a prison bitch.
Oh, who's going to know?
This is what Chaps has to say.
All right.
Well, why don't you call? There's a half dozen places probably within a mile of your home that will come out and do pest control for you.
All right. Sweet.
I don't think there's a jury in the world that would convict you from smoking out a woodpecker, prevent you from becoming Bubba's bitch in prison.
Doug,
yeah.
So if Tim, the brave warrior of Kirkwood, brings in the head of a woodpecker, can Dotem be freed?
No. That's the head of a dozen serpents would free Deke Dotem.
Doug, I have a double-ended plastic snake that I'd like to put in your nest. Thank you, the Grammar Hack.
Oh, okay. Well, he's new. And the Grammar Hack is going into the suspension logule. Grammar Hack, you've just earned yourself a little suspension. I'm not happy with you. You've been suspended a period of 2 days' time, and your name is going into the Ragazzi's handsome leather-bound suspension logule.
Doug, what it do this morning? Thanks, Manchild79. Sup, Manchild? Sup, Tim?
What's that supposed to mean?
What it do?
Yeah.
What it do? What's that mean?
Boy, you're really out of it, man.
Well, it counts.
Tim, just have that 9-year-old basketball player next door shoot it with his BB gun. Thanks. Mm. The Hunchback of On Castle.
Do you have a BB gun?
I don't.
Hockey want wingy. I did.
It's huge. It's very popular.
I don't know what that means.
It's doing very. I don't either. But I just kept saying it during
made
the game.
Laugh.
Yeah, really was annoying. Hockey
Wait, you're watching on
my
TV
wife.
Just
and I was
muttering
hockey
to
want, yeah.
Hockey want wingy?
Just that wingy. Was... Just one wingy.
What do you mean they want wings?
Hockey want wingy.
Well, what's wingy?
Doesn't
Chicken
make
wings.
Sense, but it's cool.
Yep, it's very cool. It's what the cools
There'll
are
There'll be
doing.
T-shirts made up that say
because,
wingy.
Because Tim said it,
yeah.
It's cool. If anyone else in the world had said it, you go, what the hell are you talking about?
Yeah. It's amazing. I'm like Jack Kerouac. For Sports Talk Radio. I thought Brian Hoffman had the tweet of the night last night. He sent out Scory Scory Bacchus in reference to... Oh, you didn't like it. I liked it.
Okay, it's from Wakey Wakey, Scory Scory.
What, are you jealous of Hoffman because he had a good tweet?
Well,
yours are awful?
I don't tweet
Which I can't know because you blocked me.
No.
Dan McLaughlin texting my phone saying it is time to free Dotem.
It isn't. It isn't time at all. He's vile.
The Blues have beaten the Blackhawks. The Cardinals
got a spirit win.
Right.
Dedham's done nothing at all to
Dedham,
deserve.
Who's this, his brother?
Dedham and Dotem. You know, the
Twins. He's
done absolutely nothing to deserve
the
suspension be lifted.
Do you understand? Danny Mac is, in my opinion, one of the finest play-by-play announcers in the country.
Yep.
Does a great job on the Cardinals. Great. No one captures a moment better than Danny Mac.
Mm-hmm.
Man of that stature says, free Dotem. It's time to free Dotem.
Liberate him.
Well, why doesn't he mind his business with the Cardinals?
Excuse
and
me?
And I'll take care of the discipline.
Excuse me?
How about that?
If Dan Mack were here, you wouldn't say that
I
to
would
him.
Indeed.
You would cower in his
I
presence,
would
sir.
Indeed.
So best wishes to Mr. Dotem.
Yep.
Okay, you keep going with the play-by-play, and I'll handle the discipline.
Doug, I'm horny this morning. Are you available? Fred from the poor part of the nail. This new Athens, Illinois is really becoming
Where's my suspension?
Popeye Philly Cheese. Doug is right here, and he looks great. He's got like a teal pastel bluish. Yep.
Fred from the poor part of the nail has been suspended. He's been suspended a period of 2 days.
And it's got a different color on the inside of the collar.
It's very Las Vegas.
And it frames Doug's face.
It does frame it nicely.
How does it frame it?
Doug, if the Blues win the cup, will you free Dotem?
No. What would Dotem have done to deserve it?
Inspire the Blues?
Yep. No. This Dotem fella, he's suspended indefinitely. Could I finish writing Fred from the the suspension long ill? Would that bother anyone?
You're like the guy that says 2 and 2 is 5, and the world is telling you, Doug, it's 4. It's 4. And you're like, no, I'm right on this. Let me bury my head in the sand. Yep. Free Dotem.
No, I shan't.
Yep.
No, sir.
Even if the Blues win the cup?
What would Dotem have had to do with that?
Dotem works.
Why would he get something out of that?
Dotem does some work for the Blues front office. He puts together some of their scouting.
Caruso's Dotem?
Yeah.
No, he isn't.
Jonathan Toews said about last night's loss for the Blackhawks. I mean, I think we saw some pretty good penalty killing by both teams. Give them credit, but we can move the puck quicker, take our shots, and take our chances when we have them and try to generate off the second efforts. That's how we're going to score goals in the series. When the pucks were lying around, we didn't find them. There were a few opportunities on the doorstep, and there was Kittels and some of the Blues defensemen just shutting it down, Jackie Papers. But there were some opportunities where I'm
glorious,
like, oh, my God.
Glorious
scoring opportunity.
Yeah. When that puck is loose in front of the goal,
you just hold your breath.
Especially in the playoffs, it becomes like a rugby scrum. Like, everyone just dives in. It's pretty cool to watch. And overtime is great 3-on-3 during a regular season, even though I think at times guys are so gassed it loses some of its interest. But that overtime last night, it's obviously huge because it's the playoffs. I mean, everyone gave every ounce of energy they had. That was very exciting. Mm-hmm. That's what overtime should be.
Well, I'd like the regular season rules. There's no other sport where they change the rules for the playoffs. No other sport. It's not like in baseball. They say, well, the playoffs are here. We're gonna determine extra inning games with a home run derby. They don't change the rules.
You didn't think that the overtime was pretty exciting?
It is exciting.
Level of play with 5-on-5.
It is exciting, but I think it still would be better 3-on-3 and then settle it with a shootout. That's what I'd still like to see. Mostly for selfish reasons. I don't want to be there till 1 in the morning.
Really? That's what it boils down to?
Well, that's a lot of it, yes.
The Blues
the world revolves
to the,
around my axis.
Well, let's examine this. Let's workshop this for a minute. So you're saying that the Blues run, hopefully, to the Stanley Cup. The parameters you set are what's best for you.
Absolutely.
How dare you, sir?
Okay.
Boy.
You don't find the regular season way exciting as well?
I do, but there were times after you saw it a few times where, honestly, you don't get a shift change and guys are totally gassed and it's really just, you know, guys flopping around out there because they're totally exhausted. I'm not saying it wasn't good. It was good. But what I saw last night in a playoff scenario was better because that's the pure form of hockey, 5-on-5. I liked that last night.
Well,
and I liked it last night too, and it ended well. 3-on-3, I'm not saying it's not good or they're not going to keep it, but it is a little gimmicky. You get to the playoffs, it should be 5-on-5 overtime. They don't do a shootout either. They just keep playing.
I understand that. My point is it's the only sport where they change the rules between the regular season and the playoffs.
Don't look at me like it was my decision.
You're the rights holder. I think a lot of it's on your shoulders.
I enjoyed watching it last night, and I was fine with it not being 3-on-3. And if that meant you had to spend an extra 40 seconds at the game, so be it.
No, it wasn't 40 seconds.
So be it.
I was fine with it, too. I'm just saying I think it would be even better. None of the hockey purists are going to agree with me. I understand that. I love the 3-on-3 and then the shootout. I think that's a great way to end a game.
Maybe I'm taking it too far with this, but it seems like you really just want the game to end, and you'd be a proponent. Just take one guy from each team and do rock, paper, scissors, done.
No, that's not what they do in the regular season. I just want it played to find a way and stick with it. Don't change the rules for the playoffs. And when Bettman comes to town, I'll put a finger in his chest and tell him as much.
Nice. Well, you asked Wayne Gretzky if he wanted to change the entire structure
of the game.
So I don't put it past you to talk to Gary Bettman about it.
I will do that.
No Western Conference games last night outside of the Blues and Blackhawks. Wingy Wingy loses to Ningy Ningy 3-2. And
I don't even know who played when you talk like that, Tim.
Detroit lose to Tampa.
All right.
And I have from
and the Penguins beat the Rangers.
I have from a good source at Wingy Wingy won Hockey Hockey.
No.
Yeah.
This is the kind of analysis you get on this show. Wingy Wingy won Hockey Hockey.
Well, we'll also have E.J. Raddick and Brian Lawton on the program. Derek Gould coming up at 8 o'clock to talk about it all as well. And, Doug, last night Kobe Bryant said goodnight by putting in 60 in his final game. And just like you always figured, what they call the greatest Laker of all time was putting in 60 as Quinn Snyder stood on the sidelines helpless.
You think he's the greatest Laker of all time?
That's what Magic Johnson called him in the pregame.
Who you got, Vlade Divac?
Well, how about Abdul-Jabbar?
Well, Magic. What, Jerry West?
Yeah.
What, James Worthy?
Divac.
Well, I think he's better than James Worthy.
Number 42,
it's
though.
Probably better than Jerry West, although that's close. I don't think anybody could be better than Jabbar.
Magic Johnson.
Jabbar is the all-time leading scorer in the league by a considerable margin.
Mamba out.
And titles in
two
different teams.
That's what he said. Mamba out.
That's what he said on the way out. Mamba.
Then he said, sup, Tim.
Then he said, sup, Tim.
I didn't see it. It seemed like the little bit of highlights I did see, it looked like it might have been a Washington General situation.
Whoa, whoa.
Where's Kobe? Give him the ball.
Well, he shot 50 times. But last night in his final game, the game meant nothing for the Jazz because the Rockets had won earlier on. So it just became a Kobe fest, and he was able to score 60. And then the Golden State Warriors did break the Chicago Bulls 1996 team record by winning last night and covering the spread against the Memphis Grizzlies. And so they finished the season 73-9 going into the playoffs. So the Blues' second intermission, which conveniently was at 9:35 at night, allowed me to flip over and watch the Kobe ceremonies and also some of the What Up Dubs.
Mm.
And Steph Curry, man. Splash Brothers, what?
It allowed me to get a second helping of cashews they had there in the press box region, Tim. That's what I did between periods.
That's what cashews. You care about. You want the game to end quickly.
Sure, on time.
And you want your share of cashews.
Yeah.
That's sad.
Steph Curry with 10 threes.
Would you rather watch Kobe Bryant's last game or have a nice new bowl of cashews? I know what I'd rather do. Pass the peanuts.
Yeah, but if Plowsy said, I ate a bowl of cashews, you would say, oh, Plowsy, that's not good for you.
No, they're okay. No. Cashews are okay.
High in cholesterol, sir.
I know. But I had them anyway, all right, between periods.
I don't really. I appreciate Kobe's legacy. I wasn't that locked in. Cardinals and then home to watch the Blues and then try to get some sleep after watching Backus do his thing. Or I should say, Van Riemsdyk.
So, Tim, did you watch everything?
Yeah.
You watched the Warriors and Bryant and the Cardinals and the Blues.
Flipping around constantly. Yeah.
You got the picture in picture in picture?
I don't know. I have that for MLB and for NFL for my daily fantasy, but didn't have it for that because, you know, got hockey, got baseball, you got basketball.
I can't figure out picture in a picture. I can't do it. I have tried. Lord knows I have tried.
It is weird, but you do know if you have a gas fireplace or...
That much I know.
I don't.
I haven't had
it out. I think it's gas.
It's not going to take you much time because here's what you do. You look at it, and then usually if it's enclosed with glass and there's a switch next to it, you go gas.
Yeah.
Usually if it's got like a mesh thing in front of it, right, and there's no switch, wood. There's a lot of debris in there. And
but I've never used it, baby. I've never used it.
And you've been in your house for a while now.
4 years.
And never one time used the fireplace.
No, because it's a whole thing.
Is there a switch?
Well, if it's a whole thing, it must not be gas.
I think just using the switch would, by definition, be a whole thing. By definition.
Because here's what it is. Mine is like one of those little toggles. You hit it, and there's fire. It's not a whole thing. Mine, I don't know.
Tim, could you get the CBC kid to come over and turn it on for you?
Thinking about it. Just have him be like a butler of some form.
Yeah.
There's a lot of butlers in Carport Village.
And that's where your wife draws the line.
Tam Avenue.
She will not man that switch.
Just won't.
She won't do it.
But I was out there this morning throwing a tennis ball at my chimney to get that woodpecker, sir.
First throw hit the chimney.
Second.
So the first throw you missed, and it went clear to the other side of the house?
No, it bounced. Hit off a large shrub. Some people call those trees.
It's shrubs on top of your house.
And then bounced back over into our yard. I was able to pick it up
And, man, I was really excited because I saw the ball leave the hand and the trajectory, and I'm like, this thing's going to hit that chimney. And then the thing just – it bolted like the wind, but it moved just to a branch in the tall shrub, also known as a tree, next door. And I'm thinking that thing's going to go back over to that nest. I know it's creating a nest up there.
Yeah, it's not – and it's coming back with reinforcements.
Yeah, this, I haven't won the war, Doug. I haven't won the war.
And he's going to have baby metal peckers. And then you'll have five of them up there rattling your chimney.
Unless you find some – way to get that fire going.
Turn on the switch.
And then you got we got some food.
That's right. Yeah, fresh woodpecker. It's the 7 o'clock hour. It's presented by Acorns Golf Links. Doug, tell the audience about Acorns Golf Links.
Well, it's where you probably ought to go maybe this afternoon, certainly over the weekend.
Boy, the weather
it's
is
like
nice.
The best deal. It's the best deal in town. It's only like 20 minutes from the JB Bridge. Fabulous course. I've been out there. Very nice. They like to have parties out there. On the veranda or the patio there at the 18th hole. That 18th hole is a great one. It's got a big pond. Takes a long drive to get over the pond. If you play from the back tees, it's like 280. It's like 250 if you play from the white tees. And a lot of people sit out there in the beer garden and they watch the people try to clear the water. And they laugh at them if they come up short. And they applause. They clap politely if they get onto the green and then have a putt for their birdie. It's a fabulous place. 6,700 yards. They got zoysia fairways. The course is greening up very nicely. Ideal tournament and banquet facilities for your next event, like a bachelor party, just a get-together of any kind. Check them out. Visit Acorns Bar Area and tell me where else in the area. You can get a $2 beer, not to mention they have 12 different draft beer options and several big screens to enjoy after your next round. If you haven't been out there, it's out in the Waterloo, Illinois area. The Acorns Golf Links. Please work in the Beer Garden Bachelor Party and 18th hole for your next outing. Check it out, Acorns Golf Link, outside Waterloo, Illinois.
Acorns Golf Links is sponsored for the 7 o'clock hour on the Ryan Kelly Morning After. 8 o'clock hour, Derek Gould coming up, along with E.J. Raddick, senior reporter and host of NHL Live for NHL Network. And then we'll have more on the Blues and Blackhawks with Brian Lawton of the NHL Network in the 9 o'clock hour. Your emails, the morning after at InsideSTL.com. Your text, 314-880-0808. Tim McKernan, Jimmy the Cat Hayes, Doug LaSalle, and Vaughn with you. We are broadcasting live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios today on the road at Billy G's in Kirkwood. This is CBS Sports, 105.7 HD2 FM, 920 AM, and Inside.